Alrighty, welcome to the Under 23 Ollie Roos podcast. We're here with Patrick Yazbek and Peps, my boys. And we've got a few little topics to discuss and then some quick fire questions as well. Start with the game.
Yeah.
How was it? What were the conditions like?
It's good, man. It was hot. It cools down a bit by like 6-7 and the kickoff is 6. So I think you were unlucky because you had the sun on your side. We were meant to go the other way.
We were meant to go.
I was going to be in the sun, but a bit of miscommunication with the ref and our skipper Ty kind of saved me and I was in the shade for the first half.
Yep, I was out in the sun.
You copped it.
Getting baked.
Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right. And you?
Yeah, it was all right. We had a little cameo at the end, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I feel like by the second half, it was cool.
Yeah, no, you're
fine. It wasn't still hot.
It's quick, it drops pretty quick.
Yeah, the sun drops quick.
That's all right.
Yeah. And the bus on the way back, what were the vibes like?
Vibes are good.
Dubs in the chat.
Yeah, we took like a different route as well. Yeah. Went through the streets, saw a bit of the culture going around in Uzbek.
It was a Wednesday night, but people were out and about, weren't they?
Yeah, bus driver was getting amongst it as well, beeping the horn and stuff.
It was so. quite electric, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's good.
Now, obviously, with these type of tournaments, we got quick turnarounds.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 days or 3 days is a game. So, what is the best way to recover and be ready for the game?
On Yaz.
I reckon just sleep, bro. Just try to get as much sleep as you can. But like with beds like these, it's a bit hard to come around with a good night's sleep. It's like sleeping on the floor, to be honest.
It's like sleeping on the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's terrible. It actually sucks.
No, we're getting used to it.
Yeah, getting used to it.
But sleep, eat well, try to.
Yeah.
Get massages
and stuff like that.
Yeah, that helps. It helps, but no, it's always good to play games back to back to back, you know?
Right, it's good. And the pre-game tunes. Who was on it?
I think Rami was on it.
Rami
was on
them.
All right, I went to
get the boys going.
Yeah. Sometimes I had my earphones in, to be honest.
You had some good tunes, and
I did ask the.
Me and Yaz are rooming together, and you had some good tunes in the room before going. I can't lie. I didn't think he had it in you, but.
Nah, we'll let Rami take the tunes. Right. They're good though. Get the boys going.
Like I thought you were gonna be on tunes, mate.
No, not for me.
It's not you.
No, I like having my AirPods.
Who's tunes in Adelaide?
Louis Dariga.
Is it?
Yeah, but he's got. We play the same playlist before every game.
That's what
gets us going. Talking about tunes, we've had a few debutantes into camp.
Yes.
Which obviously means initiations.
Yes.
Star performers.
Got to be Faz. Surely.
Very quiet guy.
He wasn't looking forward to it.
Rolling Faz in the deep by Adele. He really, really brought himself up for that.
He was probably shy before going up, and then came out with that voice.
He did. He's very electric.
What do you reckon? Anyone else?
I said Louis. There you go. I really rated this.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, because he gets the crowd involved, you know.
Josh Nisbet's was horrible.
Josh Nisbet's was
who sings Silent Night? Silent Night for initiation.
Tough song.
I didn't need a song.
Not for me, that.
Nah.
Peps.
Hello, mate.
Parents made the trip.
They did.
Look at that. Through one of the greatest places in the world. How'd they get here?
Well, same as you boys. I think they flew to Dubai, then Tashkent. Then they hired a car and drove down to Karachi.
Jesus.
So 6-hour drive.
Commitment.
All the way. Commitment. They love it, mate. They love a bit of travel. So,
where are they based?
Sydney. Sydney, mate.
Okay. So there was quite a bit of travel there.
Quite a bit of travel, yeah.
Right, that's good. And they obviously were in the crowd watching the game.
They were, mate. I think the only Aussie supporters in the crowd, but we take it.
Yeah. Hey, we need some. 100%. We need some. Okay, here's some quick fire questions. I'll just let you boys answer them.
Okay.
Start with you each time.
Yeah.
Go-to game / activity in camp.
Oof. When I know the boys love a bit of 21.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
21 probably.
21?
Yeah.
I just like staying in my bed.
Yeah. He doesn't come out ever.
No. Favourite post-game meal?
It's got to be that fried chicken that we had after the other night.
Fried chicken was good.
Anything deep fried, I'll take after a game.
Yeah.
Anything deep fried, yeah.
How do you get through a long plane trip?
Mate, I just sleep. I'm not going to lie. I've got this neck pillow. I just strap up. Just fall asleep.
Yeah, you'd be busy. You'd be like walking down the hallways trying to make conversation.
Nah, bro. I'm trying to sleep.
That's a lie.
Nah, I'm sleeping.
Definitely
I'm sleeping, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big flyer. I can't stand it. No. Favorite goal you scored?
Oof. It'd either be first goal for Australia when I was about 15, or first goal for PL2, my debut.
Perfect.
I only scored one goal.
Ever?
Yeah. Oh, not ever, but like recently.
A-League goal.
Yeah, against Perth.
Hey, you take that.
I've seen it about 100 times. He shows me every day.
Hey, he's got it on.
Just remind him.
He's on favourites for sure.
Past and present player you'd like to play with the most?
It's got to be Leo Messi, mate. What a baller.
Yeah, Messi, 100%. Best player of all time.
Who's the best Lebanese player?
Andy Boot.
There you go. That's quick. So you want to play with him then?
Yeah, for sure.
From Sky Blue to
Signing City. Joining Squeezers.
Dream club you'd play for?
Probably Chelsea or Paris Saint-Germain.
Because you're French, huh?
French, yeah.
French boy.
Arsenal.
Yeah. Arsenal?
Yeah, or Bayern Munich. One of them.
I was going to say Arsenal.
What about you, Locke? What do you do?
Oh, Liverpool for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Not too bad.
best and worst roommate you've had?
Yas is alright.
I'm good.
He does the job. Nah, yeah. He's good. Yas is good.
I know I'm good.
Also, Bodic. Shout out to Bodic. He was good back in the World Cup. Those two. No, they've been good. I haven't had a bad roommate, so I've been lucky.
In terms of going away, I've always had Louis de Riga.
Yeah?
Pretty much. Everywhere we've gone.
You two just been, always stick together, eh?
It's just about being comfortable. Worst roommate, Jacob Italiano.
Yeah?
Selfish. Messy.
Wow.
Brings his own PlayStation.
Wow.
If you have a PlayStation, don't even bother. You're not going to run it. smells really bad. Wow. Just, yeah, not fun. I don't
Shout
like
out
him.
To him. He's going to hear this.
Yeah, I just don't like him.
Wow.
I'd say my best is Woody, and my worst is Woody, because he hogs the shower and he hogs the bath. He sits there for like 3 hours in the afternoon and doesn't give me any time.
Yeah.
Pep's pretty good as well, actually. Yeah.
Cheers.
I can't
good. I'm sitting in between something here, I think. Well, that's that, boys. That's a wrap on a quick little podcast with the under-23 boys.
Nice.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us, Lockie.
Cheers, Lockie.
Done, skis.